But to the Middle East now, and the US ambassador to the UN, Mike Waltz, says President Trump is giving talks some space as he pauses bombing Iran for a second day in a row. Meanwhile, Islamist military group the Houthis have claimed responsibility for a missile attack on Saudi Arabia over the weekend, causing fires in the city of Jizan. The Iran-backed group, based in Yemen, has vowed retaliation after Saudi strikes on Friday. It comes after the Houthis announced a maritime blockade on Saudi vessels in the Red Sea last week, causing even further disruption to global shipping. Timothy Lenderking is a former US envoy to Yemen and a former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Arabian Gulf Affairs and joins me now. Timothy, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
We've seen the Houthis claim this missile attack on Saudi Arabia over the weekend. What kind of military capabilities does the group still have, Timothy?
Well, the Houthis are, in fact, very well armed, and that's a result of, you know, years of painstaking, first of all, importation of weapons and parts directly from Iran through smuggling to skirt UN Security Council resolutions, but also, very importantly, developing their own indigenous capability. They've been able to, with very little input from outside sources and now using commercial sources, put together very sophisticated weaponry. So unlike Hezbollah and Hamas, which have been significantly degraded by Israeli strikes, that is not the case with the Houthis. They are the most lethal of the non-state actors in the Middle East currently operating today.
How does this fit into the bigger picture, Timothy? Because the Houthis have also declared this maritime blockade on Saudi vessels. What sort of effect has that had on Saudi trade and movement so far?
Well, that's going to have a very significant impact if the Houthis actually follow through. As you'd mentioned, they have attacked two ships. Attacks like that are very often enough to scare shippers away. It's too expensive. It's too dangerous. Saudi Arabia on its western coast in the Red Sea, of course, has major export facility, which they're using more because on the eastern side of the Arabian Peninsula, Straits of Hormuz, is so entangled in war. So they've been able to use the western side more. Now the Houthis are putting that under threat, which will be, you know, significantly disadvantageous, not only to Saudi Arabia, but if the Houthis end up preventing ships from moving in and out, you know, the Red Sea is about 12% of global maritime trade. So that is also threatened by the Houthi actions.
I guess an important question at the moment is why now? Is this Iran pulling the trigger with the Houthis, or have they decided that now is the time?
Well, let's think of the Houthis and the relationship with Iran as partners but not proxies, which is to say that the Iranians, as I mentioned earlier, have supplied, they've also trained, they also bring Houthis to Iran for seminary training. There's a whole, you know, web of a relationship here. But and so they're not able to get the Houthis to do their bidding all of the time, but it's a very important moment for Iran to be drawing on all of its regional resources. They're under tremendous pressure due to the U.S. bombing campaign and sanctions. So turning to the Houthis and finding, yes, there is a relatively well-equipped, non-state actor still available to the Iranians to possibly open up another front. And obviously that's going to complicate everything that we, the United States and other countries, are trying to do to de-escalate the situation.
When we look at the bigger picture, Timothy, what do you make of this seemingly a pause in fighting between the US and Iran over the past couple of days?
Well, I mean, I think that's a sign that, of several things. One, I think the US is aware of the limits of a, you know, bombing campaign in Iran, but it's also a sign that, you know, channels are open and functioning. And that, you know, as a former diplomat, that's very important to see that these contacts that the U.S. has had with the Iranians through the Pakistani, through the Qataris, through other intermediaries are functioning, because that ultimately is, I think, going to be the way that this situation gets de-escalated.
The other development is the US and Saudi Arabia signed a landmark nuclear deal last week, which would use US technology and expertise to establish a civilian nuclear program in the country. It caused a lot of alarm around the world. Why is it so controversial?
It's controversial because it gives Saudi Arabia access to a lot of sophisticated U.S. technology. The advantage from the U.S. perspective, of course, is that it would deny a China or a Russia providing that nuclear technology as well. And, I think we've seen some strong reaction from Israel, concern that Saudi Arabia could use that material to develop a nuclear weapons down the road. Obviously, that's not the U.S. intention, and that's not the intention of this deal, but that is a possibility down the road, if not properly monitored.
Timothy, thank you so much for joining Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Sally.